welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, attorney Meredith Spott answers the question, what are the top five reasons to avoid probate?
Yeah, that's a great question. And top five reasons. There's plenty of reasons. So this is certainly not all inclusive of everything that you need to know in order to open or start an estate plan, let's say. But certainly some of these are the common ones. So we will just go through top five. Number one, we want you to be able to designate the people that are going to manage your affairs, either medically or financially, in the event of a disability or certainly upon your death, right? So upon a disability, people assume that, yeah, my spouse should be able to do it, or my daughter should be able to do it, or my friend or my cousin or whoever. But if you don't designate it directly, what tends to happen is the judge will make a decision on who that person's going to be, right? And it's not somebody you know, because the judge doesn't know you. So they could choose somebody that's completely ill-equipped to be that person. So especially we have the people that are going to be acting on your behalf on a disability. So one of the things that I am kind of like glad that is in the news was the Britney Spears fiasco. Everybody knows what happened with Britney Spears. She was on the news. Somebody was managing her affairs, her father primarily. They took care of everything and she had no say. That's what happens in the life of a guardianship or a conservatorship. And somebody is chosen, they write all the checks, they give you the allowance, they basically make those decisions for you. And you don't want that to happen. Certainly if you have a stroke, if you have a coma, if you're disabled in some way, dementia or Alzheimer's, and you're unable to make those decisions, then certainly the person you choose should be financially savvy enough to pay those bills, make decisions about which nursing home to put you in, things like that. So very, very important. On the medical side, also important. Somebody should know kind of how you are in terms of your medical conditions and be able to talk to doctors, figure out where you should be living, what operations you should have, what kind of treatments you should have, things like that. So you should know that. You should control that decision of who makes those decisions. And then certainly upon death, you don't want people fighting. So choose the person that's going to be the executor or trustee and make it somewhat of a person that has some financial background or at least is financially savvy, but also can handle some of the stress level that can happen when you have feuding family members coming at you saying, why did I get this? Why didn't I get that? To have that temperament. To have the temperament to understand and be able to provide that guidance to say, well, this is all you're getting, this is all you're getting, and know that some of that will be challenged. So that is really important. Control your destiny by choosing the people that are going to take over and make decisions for you. Second, or big, big, big reason that people do estate planning is avoiding probate. I've talked a lot on our videos and podcasts about probate. It's the court process that happens in Illinois that if you have at least $100,000 of assets in your name, then we have to go to court. We have to go on your family's behalf to court, open an estate, file a publication saying that John Doe is dead and now you can file claims against his estate. So it's this public forum that anyone can come to and try to file against a claim. It's expensive, as you can imagine. I would say $5,000 to $10,000 is not unusual of a range to think, oh, wow, that's a lot for probate. The time frame is about 6 months minimum, and then it goes up to a year and a half to 2 years as the average in our office. So your family has to wait to get the money and get everything done for a couple of years before everything gets distributed. And I already mentioned it's public record. That's important because I have family members who get phone calls immediately upon opening an estate saying, hey, your loved one owed us money. Hey, I want to buy your house for a very cheap price. Hey, you know, it's public record means people can call and take advantage of the people you left behind, your loved ones. And if it's a grieving, surviving spouse, all I can imagine is they start writing checks because they assume that people are really owed this money, but it's not really true, right? There's a lot of scammers out there. So what's the best way? avoiding probate, creating a trust, and you leave your money for your family members, for your beneficiaries, for your charities, immediately, privately, and efficiently. That's very important. Number three, the reason you want to create an estate plan is because you want your family members to receive the money in a protected way. I say it's like a gift, but it's a wrapped gift. What does that mean? You can decide today whether your child, your brother, your whoever you're giving this money to gets the funds in a trust so that in the event, at the time that they're receiving the inheritance, they are going through a divorce, they're going through a bankruptcy, they're going through a lawsuit, anybody coming after you, that money isn't taken away from them. So I'm giving my children, here's a wrapped gift, and you can use the funds and use the stuff in the gift, but we're going to continue this wrapper around this gift for as long as you need it for. You can keep it in trust for a long time, keep those kind of protections around it. And that's super, super important. Especially, I think, for say it's your daughter who has a spouse, and you think, oh, they have such a great marriage, and you don't think they'll ever get divorced. But you don't know what's behind closed doors, right? So you say, okay, I'm giving everything to my daughter, 100%. Here's your money, no wrapper around that gift. But in her head already, she was planning on getting a divorce, right? And now she has to uncomfortably talk about this inheritance. And her husband is like, aren't you going to put that in our joint account? Aren't you going to put it in the joint account? Because that's our money. We're going to spend it on our house and our vacations and whatever. This is family money. And she's looking at it like, well, my mom gave it to me, so it's my money. And if I file divorce, it should just be mine. So just think of that uncomfortable conversation that she has to have with her spouse. That's hard. However, if you would have just created the trust and said, daughter, you're getting this money, but it's in a trust for you in your name, that conversation doesn't even have to happen with the spouse. Whether they're getting divorced or not, she could just say, mom left it to me in this wrapper and this trust. I keep it in there. I spend it as needed. But if we were to get a divorce, not that she would say this, then it's mine, right? It's not part of the divorce settlement. That is huge, huge, huge. 52-53% of marriages end in divorce. So let's face it, that's a high, possibility. You want to make sure your family members are protected. So that is number three. Number four. How about if you could reward and encourage your family members and put some provisions in there for those kinds of rewards? So what does that mean? I think that estate planning should be your value system, what you believe about money, what you believe that family should be able to use the money for, and your beliefs and values should be incorporated into your estate plan. So we talk about that in the initial consultation as well as multiple conversations. So what does that mean? Well, you could put incentives. Sometimes people, if the kids are young, you certainly could put incentives about this money is only given to you in different, staggered distributions based on age or based on like, if you finish college or if you finish some type of trade school or something that allows them to have some kind of education so that they can be ambitious enough to just kind of contribute to society, that type of thing. So if that's important to you and education is important to you, great, you can put that in. If the kids are already older, perhaps you just want to say, you only get this money if you have a job. Because perhaps your children aren't, one of the kids isn't so keen on getting a job, and maybe they're just mooching off of you all this person's life. Like, I have family, I have clients who've been just dishing out money to people and their family, and they say they're going to pay it back and they never do. So here you're going to give them a big lump sum. Perhaps you give it to them, but do it in every year so that they can at least try to have some ambition to get a job and do something for themselves. So a trust is really important. It gives them an opportunity, your opportunity to support your children, but in a way that you're going to help to inspire them in a productive way, right? And hopefully foster a sense of self-worth for them so that they can move on and have a good life. I think that's what many parents and just, you know, family members, you want that for your beneficiaries. Okay. So that's encourage and reward your family members. Number five, and this is a biggie. This last one is important, is you need an estate plan, especially if you have a Brady Bunch style family. And we all probably have heard of the Brady Bunch, maybe the younger set, but it's just a blended family. It often happens, right? We get married, divorced, but then now you meet a new person and this person has children of their own. And then perhaps you even have a child together, right? So many different ways to cut a family dynamic now, right? It's not just the nuclear family anymore. And so several issues come about when it comes to Brady Bunch family, you know, dynamics. One is remarriage, and where does this money go upon the first death, right? I always talk to the clients when it's a blended family about, okay, let's talk about if you die first, what happens to the money? What about you die first? What happens to the money? Do you feel like it should be 100% to the other person, or should it go to the children from previous marriage first, or a combination of the two? I see that more often, the combination, because what clients tell me is, I love my husband, I love my wife, and I want to take care of them. Okay, great. So then let's do this. And if you want to leave a little initial gift upon the first death to your kids from previous marriage, I think that's great. Why do I think that's great? Then there's no kind of like, oh, mom or dad didn't remember me, and now it's going to go to the other side of the family, and I'm not going to get anything. And that might be your wish. So fine, you know, I'll certainly draft it that way. But if your wish is to not disinherit the children from your previous marriage, then make sure you write that in. Write it in so that we give them something right off the bat. Surviving spouse, especially if there's a big age gap, surviving spouse can live their lives and they don't have to be like, oh, I wonder if I'm getting anything. When is she dying? How come I'm not getting anything from dad's estate? This is the biggest, absolute biggest, source of contention when it comes to estate plans, when you have blended families fighting over things. And you'll hear it in celebrities, right? I just did a podcast on Larry King. Celebrities notoriously have multiple wives or spouses, and then they have children from each spouse. And now how do we give everything? You know, everybody certainly has made their life choices, but those choices come consequences when you die, especially if it's, you know, whether it's a small estate or a large estate, especially if it's the family that you wish to keep happy together and still see each other, be family without having that problem. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that if you do have a blended family, come and see me. Let's take a look at what needs to get done, how to really accomplish your goals, but keep everybody at bay as far as their emotions and knowing that, oh, dad remembered me, mom remembered me, or spouse is like, wait, what about me? How come I'm not getting taken care of here? You know, like everything has been thought through. And that is something that we can, you know, do right from the get-go. And then I always say, let's review it every 3 to 5 years, because your lives will change and you might have something completely different in a few years. So it's never a static or, you know, permanent thing until obviously upon your death. But while you're living, you can always update it. So come and see us for that. So again, I'm just going to quickly recap 5 reasons to do an estate plan. One is you want to choose the people that is going to manage your assets, either upon a disability or upon a death. Number two is just avoiding probate. You don't want your court process happening. Someone told me that a probate is just like a family filing a lawsuit against themselves. It's a perfect description. It's exactly that. Number three, you want to protect your family members, the people that are going to receive these assets, from divorce, from lawsuits, from creditors, needs, all sorts of things. So you're going to give it to them in a wrapped gift. Number four, How about providing some values and incentives for your family members? Put some things in there that you believe is important so that this money represents not only just money, here's your money, but represents a little bit of something like, oh, yeah, grandma really believed in education, so I think I'm going to use this for education, that type of thing. Last but not least is Brady Bunch family. Just remember that term. If you have something in that vein, then certainly come out and see us. We'll be happy to have a free consultation and we can talk about all these issues all together. So once again, I'm Maritess Bott of Bott & Associates. We really, really appreciate you coming out and listening to our podcast or watching the podcast on YouTube. Please call us or email us and we'll be happy to chat with you about these topics. Thanks and have a great day.